Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. This week, lobbyists for municipalities had a dark store day to draw awareness to a situation cities cite as a problem with certain big box stores and their tax bills. One dark store situation in Rhinelander has been resolved. The city council this week reached an agreement with Menards under what is called the dark store loophole. Big box stores are allowed to have their assessments judged against large stores that have been closed as opposed to currently operating facilities. The city was notified January 11th that Menards has filed a claim of excessive assessment and is seeking a $51,000 refund for its Rhinelander store. Terms of the agreement with Menards approved this week finds the city refunding almost $16,000, with about half of that coming from the city and the rest from the other taxing entities. Both parties agreed to end the case with the payment and agreed not to use the values in the disputed assessment in the future. And a couple of quirks in the report from the recently concluded Wisconsin 9-day gun deer hunt. Wisconsin hunters shot their second lowest number of deer since 1982, and the state sold its fewest gun licenses since 1976. The DNR said almost 196,000 deer were registered for the 9-day gun season. That's the lowest since 2014, when 192,000 were shot. During this week's report to the Natural Resources Board meeting, DNR Chief Warden Todd Schaller said while overall numbers were down, one niche group of hunters is showing an increase, hunters involved in the food sustainability movement.
We have noticed there is a group of young adults, growing group of young adults, who are interested in sustainable and healthy food as a motivating factor for getting into hunting. We developed a program called Hunt for Sustainability, and outreach efforts around this niche, and we're seeing some success.
Ann Schaller says there were some young hunters involved this year as a law change to allow children to hunt under the age of 10 with a mentor.
1,814 mentored licenses sold under the age of 10. A lot of interest in that. 56% of those were ages 9. So it was 1 year younger than the previous law had allowed. And the remaining 44% were under 9. Some harvest data. There were 104 deer registered by individuals less than 7 years of age, and the youngest individual was 4 years of age.
More than 588,000 gun deer licenses were sold, 10,000 fewer than last year, just the second time in 41 years that fewer than 600,000 licensed hunters were in the woods. The buck harvest rose by 1% in Wisconsin this year, but the antlerless total fell by 2%, and Wisconsin was the only region to report an increase with a jump of 28% from last year due to the milder winters and a now-ended ban on doe hunting that was credited for increasing the deer herd in the North Woods. And a new golf professional, Patty Marquis, has been selected by the Eagle River City Council to manage and market their 18-hole municipal course, replacing Howard Mansky, who retired. Marquis comes from the Pacific Northwest, where she's been the head professional for four different courses. In an interview, she indicated she had been in the Eagle River area three or four times recently and fell in love with the area. Although she didn't play the Eagle River course, she indicated she has viewed it. Marquis was one of 14 persons who applied for the job. An occasional critic of the course management, resident Dick Hansen, praised the council for the selection and making this management move. Council member Jerry Burkett said every aspect of the course will be discussed and the new pro will run the course. The course contributes $70,000 to the city for tax relief. And the tax bill being mulled in Congress could have a major impact on state and local government budgets, Dan Hyman reports.
The big tax bill Congress looks likely to pass includes a change many say will squeeze important state and local revenue. One part of the bill would cap or end the deduction for state and local taxes, which taxpayers now can use to offset sales, property, and state income taxes on their federal returns. Andrew Konashevsky with the Americans Against Double Taxation says SALT taxes pay for 90% of civilian infrastructure and more than 90% of K-12 education. He says getting rid of the federal offset would undermine support for local taxes.
Therefore, there would be pressure on state and local governments, and it's the reduction and the potential reduction of those taxes that would threaten budgets at the state and local level.
The conservative Cato Institute says increasing the pressure on state and local revenue is a good thing. One Cato post called it a feature, not a bug, of the big tax bill. Congressional leaders say they want the bill on the president's desk before Christmas. Konashevsky points out that the bill would cut the SALT deductions only for individuals and families.
But retain the SALT deductions for corporations, and our view of our coalition is if SALT is good enough for corporations, it should be good enough for individuals and families around the country.
Dan Hyman reporting.
Tonight's forecast, scattered snow showers, cloudy with a steady temperature around 13. In the Lake Superior snow belt, 2 to 4 more inches of snow expected. Friday, partly sunny with an occasional snow flurry, high near 15. 1 to 2 more inches of snow in the snow belt. Friday night and Saturday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries, low around 3. Saturday's high near 20. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow flurries, highs near 28. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Craig. I'm Ken Krall.